is 27 before the hour, and it's Money Monday. How are we going to hit our financial goals in 2015? In for Melody Hobson is Rob Wilson, financial advisor at Wilson Insight in Pittsburgh. How about them Steelers there, Rob?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Steeler Nation is happy today.
I feel you, my man. Well, let's talk about hitting some financial goals in 2015. Has the stock market, Rob, been, the way it's been working over the last several years, how's the stock market been doing, would you say, the last few years?
The stock market has been outstanding. And so the problem is a lot of people who could truly stand to benefit from having money in the stock market haven't really taken to investing. They've been a little afraid after the financial crisis, and maybe they just don't have that extra cash. So we've got to get people to think more about investing in the new year.
Well, what advice can you give us so we can meet our financial goals next year?
Well, you know what? This is the time when people are starting to think about resolutions. And I got to tell you, I absolutely hate resolutions. We have to stop with that, because why do we think that it's January 1st when we have to start working on being a better person? Every day that you wake up is an opportunity to do better. So why not start right now with those goals? You know, 25% of people abandon their resolutions after 1 week, 60% abandon them after 6 months. Let's forget it. So I think if the number one thing that you can first start doing is figure out how to live up to your potential. I always say if you focus on living up to your potential, you'll never have to worry about living within your means. And so this requires you to have an intense focus on maximizing your income by getting a better job or getting promoted at your current one, starting a business. A lot of people say, well, how do I make sure I live up to my potential? Well, the two things that I think you can do there are, number one, write down very specific goals. And this might sound like a simple tip, but you have to write them down. You're 42% more likely to achieve your goals just by writing them down. And the second thing is you have to put the action items towards meeting those goals on your calendar. It's not real if you don't put it on the calendar and have a reminder. But if you do those two things, I think you'll be much closer to achieving your potential.
I know. Oftentimes we think about it, but we just don't write it down. Let me ask you this. As far as investments are concerned, Rob, tell us why it's so bad to put all our physical eggs in one basket.
Oh, man, because you know what? What's good this year is not necessarily going to be good next year. So you don't want to have all of your money in one particular stock or one particular sector. You have to diversify because, look, the market goes all over the place. So you want to be positioned so you can take advantage of whatever's hot in that current year.
Everything that you've told us, now as we put this into play for 2015, you guarantee we're gonna have a really good fiscal year?
Well, look, it's difficult for me to make guarantees, okay?
Well, look.
You know, I'm not going to be one of these coaches in the press conference after the game and guaranteeing stuff. But I do believe if you do some certain things, you can position yourself to have a great year.
Well, thank you so much, Rob Wilson. Thank you for joining us. Rob is a financial advisor at Wilson Insight in Pittsburgh. Have a wonderful new year, Rob. Thank you for the time today and the insight. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy.